Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer. I'm in the studio this morning with my guest, Joel Hansen. He is the project lead for the Sitka Community Gardens Project, as well as a board member of Sitka Local Foods Network and the president of the board of Transition Sitka. Joel, thank you so much for being here this morning. Oops, let me try turning your microphone up. Now we can hear you.
Good morning.
Thank you. Well, we're here to talk about, I think it's probably pretty obvious, this project that you're working on, the Sitka Community Gardens Project. And there's going to be a town hall meeting tonight. We're going to get into that. But I want to start with learning a little bit more about this project in general. So this is a Sitka Community Gardens Project. Tell us what that means.
Well, as a kind of a joint effort between the Sitka Local Foods Network and the Transition Sitka Group, we've developed a project to build two community garden sites, to develop two community garden sites, one at the top end of Jarvis Street and one near the Volandry Ball Field next to Blatchley Middle School off HBR. And they're both modestly sized community garden sites. They're about half acre. They would each contain about 50 standard 10-foot by 20-foot garden plots that we would rent to members of the community for gardening vegetables, you know, whatever the interest of the individual gardener may be. We're hoping that people will be gardening mostly fruits, vegetables, and you know, leafy greens rather than flowers, although, you know, flower growers are welcome as well. But what the interest is to enhance the community's food security over the long run. That's the motivating interest behind the projects.
Okay, great. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about that. Why on earth should we have a community garden in Sitka? Why do this project?
Well, community gardens are very popular all around the country. There and around Southeast Alaska as well. There are community gardens in Ketchikan and Sitka. In Juneau, and even in communities like Tenneke Springs, they have a community garden. They're in Wrangell, they're just very popular places for people to get together. Oldsters, youngsters, people of different ethnic backgrounds. There's something that is very attractive about a community garden effort. People seem to understand that the idea of working together cooperatively is of great benefit to the community at large.
So it's not only or solely about food security. Food security is a big component of it, but there are other aspects to it that are important as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
So I think we maybe have been hearing about community gardens for a while. There used to be a community garden in Sitka behind Blatchley Middle School. Why is this coming up now? Why now?
Well, it's been several years. The old Blatchley Community Garden closed in the fall of 2016, so it's been, 8 years since the closure of that, or 7 years. There was a period of kind of mourning. I think there was a lot of interest and a lot of enthusiasm about those gardens, but it simply was not the right kind of management and location for a garden of that size, and so it ran into some difficulties and it was closed down, and I think there was a period of time when people kind of looked around for other opportunities. There was an effort to try something on some a church property, on some private property. But those efforts never fully came together, and so we decided amongst ourselves at the Sitka Local Food Network and Transition Sitka to try to actually develop a comprehensive plan for a network of community gardens, starting with these two sites here, and eventually, hopefully, we'll expand into more neighborhood areas. The idea was to try to place these gardens in neighborhoods. The Jarvis Street site would serve the neighborhood around Jamestown Bay and Indian River, and to some extent the area around Crescent Harbor. And the Volandry Ballfield Osprey Street site would serve the area around, Swan Lake and out Edgecombe Drive and so forth. So and in the core area around the center of town.
Now, both of those sites, it sounds like from what you're saying that they're options that you're looking at now, not for both of them, but for one of those places. And I imagine that tonight at the town hall meeting, there would be a discussion about why one might be chosen over another, or why certain listeners, certain community members prefer one over the other. But it sounds like there's also the possibility that maybe eventually there would be both of those locations or multiple locations.
Yeah, exactly. Multiple locations is probably the right term, because these two, it may be that the Planning Commission or the Assembly will decide that one is more feasible than the other. It may be that they'll decide that both are feasible and desirable. And we're hoping that over the long term, they will not only both be feasible and desirable, but other sites in other neighborhoods may also be developed over time.
So briefly, before we get into the town hall meeting tonight, tell us a little bit about how the garden itself would work.
Well, it's modeled after the Juneau Community Garden Association project, which has been going on for about 20 years in Juneau, out in Mendenhall Valley. The association there has about 2.5 acre site with about 170 standard 10-foot by 20-foot garden plots, which is the basic outline of what we're trying to do, is to standardize things. And they've been working as a cooperative association quite successfully without any particular, financial commitment from the city of Juneau or from taxpayers in Juneau. And they do it because they do it by working as a kind of a cooperative. Each of the gardeners, the garden plot renters, enter into a kind of a contractual arrangement with the association. So they become members for a term of 1 year. And during that 1 year, they have access to their garden site, and they go ahead and plant whatever they wish on their site. And if they're successful and enthusiastic and come back again to do it the next year, then over time, a core group of gardeners tend to coalesce and become a kind of a steering committee for the project. And that steering committee now has, in Juneau, has been operating the garden independently of the city of Juneau for quite a long time. And we hope to follow that model and do the same thing here.
So, and I think listeners will be able to learn more about this model if they come to tonight's meeting. So I want to spend a little bit of our last few moments together talking about what tonight's meeting is all about. There's going to be a town hall meeting from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Raven Room at Harrigan Centennial Hall. What can people expect, and who should come to that?
Well, there's going to be a couple parts to it. I think Amy Ainsley, the Planning and Community Development Director for the City and Borough of Sitka, will be moderating the meeting, and she'll probably start it out with a kind of an overview of what the meeting means and what the stage, this particular stage of the process of analyzing and decision making on the process is. And then I'll give a brief PowerPoint presentation on the project with some slides of the actual areas that we're proposing for development, and then we'll just open it up to the attendees for discussion. People are welcome to bring their enthusiasm for the project, their concerns over the project. These community gardens are meant to be amenities, public amenities for the long term, and we're hoping that if people have concerns or issues that they want to have us address, that we'll address them early on and make it an amenity, make them amenities that are of benefit to the community at large.
Great. So people should come out tonight to Harrigan Centennial Hall at 6 p.m. And if they have questions about the event or about this project in general, they can contact you, Joel, at 907-747-9834. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Joel, for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.